And the day that's over, Wednesday night, Rabbi Yaakov Salim.
There's a scenario that happens quite often. Normally, a lot of times, it just ends up happening like that. And that is that the person, before he wants to wash for a moitzi, he goes first he goes to Beis HaKnesset. First he goes to say that. And because he feels the urge, he needs to posh a go. And Mamela, he comes out to wash, and he's like, he's saying, chaps, hello, so I need to wash now for, because I just came out of Beis HaKnesset. I need to also wash for a moitzi. So every person thinks of himself, 1 minute, I know there's something about this, I know there's psalach about it, but I can't remember exactly what. I seem to remember I was told that you're supposed to do this and this and this, so this is what I'm going to do. But it seems to be a very unclear halacha, and Emma says it is quite a bit of an unclear halacha. Maybe she will try and be mavari. But not only that this happens to people from time to time, but somebody told me that his job is, he's always driving on the road. So it always ends up being that it always goes together, going to the toilet and wash for moitzi. Because whenever he goes to the service station, those are the two things he does. Stands for fulfilling petrol if he needs to. Those are the two things that he needs to do. He needs to go to Beis HaKnesset and he needs to wash for moitzi. He wants to have lunch for those who wash for moitzi. And so he said it happens to him the whole time. What's he supposed to do? What's the right thing to do? And thirdly, Mishnah Berurah brings in Siman Kuf Samachay, B'Shem Neshla. As we stated in the Rambam, is a in the Gemara and Barachas, that a person should be boydeg atzmoi, always should go to the toilet before, always go to Beis HaKnesset before he eats. That's the halacha. He should do that. He should do. So it's preferable. A person should always be boydeg atzmoi. You come out to it. So bad sem is something which should happen often. Maybe it should happen more often than it happens. Maybe it should. So I'll try my best to be mavara. What exactly? What are you supposed to do, and what shouldn't you do, and what maybe you could do with the eved, and what's the best thing to do? So now the emes is there's no eitzah which is the katchila shabal katchila. There's no eitzah here which is that is prime and there's no problems. Every eitzah. Okay, so I'm going to go into all the little details. I'm just first saying now all the eitzahs that you'll find if you see in the poskim, every eitzah has a problem, and you have to find which eitzah has the least problems, and that's the best eitzah to do. So which is bad, some interesting because Chazal say like a tchila, you should go to Beis HaKnesset. That's a, but nevertheless, Chazal are putting you in a pickle. Chazal are telling you tchila, that's what you should be doing. But the Chazal don't talk about what you do after this. It's all you're showing him. It's not Gemara anything about what he's supposed to do. It's all you're showing him. The Torah brings, Rashi asked this Shaila to the Riba Yaakov, one of the Rishonim. He asked this Shaila. So it sounds like this is the first time that it's spoken about this Shaila. Even though Chazal said that's how it's supposed to be, but the Rishonim are the ones who talk about Chazal, leave it for the Rishonim to deal with. So the Emes is, there's three Eitzas. There's three main Eitzas. I'll just first tell you what the three main Eitzas are. The first main Eitzah is to wash once. All you need to do is wash once, like for Hamoitzi, wash once. Besirugin, each hand after each other, and wash once, only once, and then make anatila sedoyim and ashayotza, and then go and make hamoitzi. Anatila sedoyim and ashayotza, anatila sedoyim and ashayotza, and then hamoitzi. Anatila sedoyim and ashayotza. And I'll explain to you why. Why are you jumping? Because you thought maybe you should say ashayotza first?
Okay.
Oh, ashayotza after hamoitzi. I'll go through one by one. So, the best case, not the best. The first oifen which mavoi in the rishonim is you should make one natila and you should make anatila sedoyim. Dafka anatila sedoyim first and then ashayotza. The second eitzah is to wash twice, and the first washing obviously is ashayotza. That's not ashayla, and the second one will be anatila sedoyim. And the third eitzah is again to wash twice, but the first washing shouldn't be a proper washing. Shouldn't be proper. Should be only enough. That's menaka yoyadayim, because for going out, when you come to Beis HaKnesset, all you need to do is take away the ruach ra of your hands. So there's lots of halachas, diktukim, which you have by hamoitzi, where it doesn't apply to ashayotza. The marshal, yes. The best marshal is, today especially, we have taps. The best marshal is, and it's the easiest marshal, is just switch on the tap and put your hands underneath the tap and wash your hands like that. And that's called washing, not proper washing for hamoitzi. and then dry your hands and make a shiota, and then wash again with a key. So I'm going to go through one by one. Before I go through one, I'm going to tell you the best etzah, the Mishabruah paskens azoi. Mishabruah says twice, that's the best etzah. The best etzah is to wash twice, not properly. Like I just said now, this last etzah. To first put your hands underneath the tap. There's lots of other etzahs. If you want, you can use a klishe in manukav, you can use mayim achurim, all the halachas they bring from a... No, wait, dude, I'm talking about now. I'm explaining. You wash it twice, and the first time is not good enough for me. You don't need to scratch your head now. Yeah, exactly. You don't need to scratch your head now. You don't need to touch your shoes because you haven't your head. Your hands are not tall enough for this day. You can't stand. Yeah, kili pogum. They bring from the Bedusha, brings from the Bishmovaz, only your fingers, you don't have to do your whole hand. I still bring from the Bachashi, you only have to do this part of your hand, you have to do both parts of your hand. But I think today, nowadays, the best etzah is the easiest, most simple, is just put underneath the tap. Oh, we have tap. But also, don't put it straight when you switch the tap on, put your hand underneath. That might be called Kergaba, that's another whole shadow. Just switch it on, let the water. Yeah, it might be Koika that, yeah? So just switch it on. Who's Makvid? Yeah, okay. But the Mishabura. So you can use a keli without a keli pogum if you want. Maybe the Makbid is used properly. Yeah. Okay, but that's what's moving on the Mishabura. I'll read you out the words. The Mishabura says, the tzorich lezoi shaloi little pam harishin atida gmur rat ma'ak ma'at mishum nakiyos. Yeah, and then later he says towards the end of the siman, but yoisatev lasev kevin harishin shamuzk b'shulchan aruch v'ayin mashk sabit mishiv kotin base, and that's this Mishabura that I just said a minute ago. That you should do the first netira not properly, and then do an ashayot dry, and then proper netira. Now, the first etzah was, I said, there's two other etzahs besides for this one of not proper netira. Either wash once or wash twice. Now, wash once. So you wash once, and I said, you have to dafka do, dafka say, the seder has to dafka be amtis yodoyim, and then ashay yotza. Why dafka that seder? So it's mavur like this. You can't be mafsik between washing your hands and the bracha amtis yodoyim. You can't be mafsik. By saying ashay yotza in the middle, you're being mafsik. You're spoiling, the bracha amtis yodoyim is going on amtis yodoyim. So you can't be mafsik. So therefore, better make amtis yodoyim straight away. Now, there's another problem, because you're being mafsik between amtis yodoyim and amoytsi, right? So the teretz of that is, that hefsek is not as bad as the first hefsek. Why? Yeah, true, it's the hefsek. Like I told you at the beginning, I was magdim, that everything has a problem. But this hefsek is not as bad. Why? I explained it very simple. It's because the bracha, the tisadoyim, is a bracha on the mitzvah. So you can't be mafsik. You've got to make sure, tekef nenatila says, you've got to make sure that you have to make the bracha straight away. Mashenkin, and the tisadoyim, and hamoitzi, it's not connected. Chazal say that when you have a moitzi, you have to wash your hands first. So you shouldn't be mafsik, but it's not the same mitzvah. If Chazal say before you make a moitzi, yeah, Chazal say you do it together, do it straight away. But if you got a problem, you have to say ashiyotza. So maybe say, you know, I'll keep ashiyotza later till after moitzi. So that Mishnebura brings, it's better not to. He brings to the vush, better not to. Why? Because why wait so long to say ashiyotza? This svav, why wait so long, is so strong that it'll tell you, you know what, you can still put it inside there and be mafsik. There's another svara, you might forget, the Mamar Motcha says, you might forget, this can happen very easily. Very easy, you can forget. You're on the table, you're not by yourself, with your wife and children, it's so easy to forget. So that's not eitzah, it's not a good eitzah. Although some poskim can say you could do it if you want, but it's not a good eitzah. But so now, I say, what about the hefsek between Amtis Yodoyim and Amoytsi? That's not so bad. Why? Because the Gemara says that you're allowed to say Gabal Tura. You're allowed to talk anything which is a tzrich. You're allowed to say, it is a tzrich of Suda. Because the only way I can wash by Amoytsi, the only way I can wash is by saying Ashiyot in the middle. That's the only option. I'm in a quandrum. Is that a word? So it's not Mamash Tzrich Suda, but anything which is a tzrich, then you can speak. So, yeah. Mele, because it's like a head of gabal tura of saying, let's say, pass the salt or pass the knife or whatever it is. So mele's not wrong. But this eitzah is still a problem because The other Eitzah of washing once not properly and saying Hashiyotzen and once properly, you don't even have this problem. You don't even have this problem. Some poskim say it's not hefsek, but Yosef says, yeah, it's not hefsek because of that. We said it's gabal tura. But maybe takas asvoy why it's still hefsek. Maybe because it's not a proper tzayrich. It's not got to do with the suda. It's just you came in from elsewhere and you've got another problem and another bracha that you have to be. Yeah. So mashakin, the mashakin washing the first time not properly. You gave an out of that problem. Yes. Now what about the other Yitzah? The other Yitzah of washing twice is there's nothing to explain, Rabbi Bemis. You wash your hands twice, and the first time it's Vashi Yotza, and the second time it's Vashi Yotza. The problem there is,
second washing is pointless.
Exactly. Second washing is pointless. So, exactly. Now, says the Magen Avraham, no, it's not a problem. Why? Because the second time, when you wash and you make Vashi Yotza, do you know where that bracha is going? The bracha is not going on the second Netila, it's going on the first Netila. It's going on the first Netila, so it's not pointless. You're saying that the second Netila. And bigger, even a bigger kasha, and we can make ask that you're making a hefsek. The whole maila of making a second Netila is in order not to make a hefsek. But if you're telling me that even with making a second Netila, I'm making the brach on the first Netila, so I'm still being hefsek. So what's it going to help? So that's why it says among the room that the best thing would be to wash not properly. Okay, no problem. But says the Magen Avraham, you could still explain that you can wash twice properly, and that is he brings the shlo, you metami yidayim in between. I can see a lot of people. I can see you with your scratchy hair, touch your shoes. But Emes is different from the Magen Avraham. That's shlo letzayich. It's a brach shel tzricha. You can't be metami your yidayim in order. So whichever way around we go over here, is an issue. So some poskim say the Kafachan brings down. It's not a problem because the Kafachan says the Kafachan paskins that you should wash twice properly. Because a pikabola, you have to wash each netila has different seder and it has to have maybe that's what the Hasidim say come from there as well. I don't think the Sfadim do that. I don't think that's what we're doing. And he explains you should wash properly. What about brochin etzvicha? So he says two things. Firstly, he says, look at what I wrote ages ago in Hilchas and Thingy Bob. And if you look there, he says, every time you eat, before you have to say long, L'Shem Yichud. Not just before you're on Tefillin, just before you even make Shem Yichud. But we don't make L'Shem Yichud. But if you do, then you're mafsik. And then he says another story. He says, it's not called the Brach Shnitzricha. Why? It's an interesting story. Brach Shnitzricha is, if you eat the apple and you make with a fortune, then you know, I want to eat another apple. So Brach Shnitzricha, why make it two? Here, you are supposed to go to Tefillin. You're supposed to go out. And then that's the seder. And then afterwards you wash farmoitzi. Now, why do you wash farmoitzi? What would it be if a person knows by idea that his hands are clean? And he knows they're clean. He knows for a fact he was Messiah Das from Shachris, and he knows the hands are toyer. So nevertheless, Chazal say, I grab the poskim say you should be metami yadayim stamazoy just in case. But the Chazal say before hamoitzi you have to make a brach on tisidoy. You have to make, in other words, Chazal and Machayev, the Seyda Dvorim. How do you wash Famoitzi? The Seyda Dvorim is to make Anasisa Doim. It's a Chayvas Chazal. So even if my hands are Tahiris, it doesn't matter. I'm doing what Chazal and Machayev need to do. So for this Netila, even though maybe it might already be Tahiris, I'm doing what Chazal and Machayev, and I'm making Anasisa Doim on this Netila. Not because this Netila is Metai Mayadayim Badafka. I'm doing it on this Netila. Chazal said, do a Netila before Amoitzi and make a bracha on the Netila. So that's what I'm doing. I'm a kind of a Chazal. So that will get you out. You should. If you can, you should. But I'm talking about people who you should. If you want, you can go read something or go upstairs and sort something out quickly. Yeah. It is a definitely good data. No, I'll explain to you why. I'll explain to you because you dafka are making another Netila in order to make a bracha on this Netila because you want to make a bracha straight next to the Netila. And I'm bedafka, I'm bedafka, I want to make another Netila. Yeah, I'm a tamei yidayim as well. And I don't want the bracha to go on the first Netila. I do not want it to go on that. But chavona, I don't want it. Yeah. No, but it will be over the siyosin because it's straight. It's over the siyosin and another kudah. You have to do it straight. That's another kudah. You have to just be forced, the second before. Yeah, but that's another whole different shayla. But there's another eitzah. There are also that you shouldn't be yotzah from the first netila. You can't do this as a kavachamber. But anyway, so there's lots of things flying around this. So what are you supposed to do? So what are you supposed to do? Mishabura says the best eitzah is to wash your hands properly. Yeah, wash your hands not properly. Just put your hand under the tap and wash your hands quickly. Dry your hands, make a shiotzah, and then wash your hands again straight away properly. That's the Mishabura said the best state says. But nevertheless, that should be what we should be doing, and that's the Chayyah Alokhara Maisa, that we should be doing. But
if you always wash the
Keli,
what should you do then?
If you always need Makpit to wash for the Keli. Yes. So if you Makpit to wash for the Keli, so if you no, you can't scratch your head because Kaf Chaim says you can scratch your head plus b'machava not to be yotze. No, if you always wash with the keli, you shouldn't wash with the keli.
Well, 1 minute. We don't wash with the keli.
If you want to daf wash the keli properly, ketikuna, Kaf Chaim says you could do it. Kaf Chaim says you could do it, but Mishabura passed you should not do with the keli. With the keli, yeah, with the keli. No, wait, no, not wash twice. No, if you want to wash with the KD, you know, if you want to wash with the KD, then not wash twice. No, because wash twice is the lower dagger. You should wash once. Yes, wait, I'm going to explain this. Nevertheless, even the Mishabura Paskins, you should do two separate Natilas. First Natila is Shaloi Ketikuna, Ashayat, second Natila. But nevertheless, the Mechab himself says, Hoyis Atzroch, Varitz Elechel, Yitl Shtei Pamim. And Mishabur explains it like I just said from Magen Avraham, the first Natila is Shloi Kedin. And then Mechaba goes further. If you only want to wash once, what do you mean if you don't want to? What's this Rosh if you don't want to? What, do you tell me what to do? What's Mechaba telling us if whatever you want to do? What's this in it? The Mechaba gradually moves on and says a different answer. But it could be that there is an option. If you want, you can wash once. If you want, you can taka wash once. It's brought down, the Chazanish. Chazanish says, the minig olam is to wash once. Wash once. And when I say once, it means property, ketikuna. And the minig olam is, and v'chein noigim, he says, noigim lehokel, to wash just once. V'chein noigim. And if you wash just once, then you have to make anatidis v'doim first. And then shayotza, and then amoytzi. Like we explained, because the hefsek of a shayotza in between is not as bad as the hefsek of a shayotza. There is also other problems with it, because the Seidah Dvarim is really a shayotza first. Yimachai first a shayotza, it's also another problem. But nevertheless, the hefsek between Natil Sedoyim and Hamoytzi is not as bad as between Natil and its own Natil and the Bracha. So therefore, if you want... Huh? Yeah. Yeah, the mitzvah has to be with the Bracha, yeah. Yeah. So now. What? So we said that some poskim say you could say after Hamoytzi, but we said you might forget. And the Sha'atzin also says you shouldn't. Another reason? Because why push off for so long? So you shouldn't do that. You should not look at chila, make a shiotza. I know a lot of people. I used to do that. I used to make a shiotza in a suda. I never do that. But you shouldn't because two reasons. Number one, you might forget. Number two, because you're pushing off too long. So if a person wants, I'd have thought today. It's very possible today. What do we do? We make a shiotza. Wash your hands. Make a shiotza. We shouldn't be doing this. We shouldn't be like this. But we should be stopping for a moment and saying a shiotza. But we're so much on the go. We're so much trained to always be on the go that while we're saying a shiotza, we're already moving on to the next stage. Now, if you're telling me you have to wash first, and then dry and shiotza. Now, while I'm saying a shiotza, I can't do anything after. I can't do anything. I'm not on the go. I've got to still stand next to the sink, and I've still got to wash still the next one for Hamoytzi. So it's very difficult for people. I'm not saying that's how we should be doing it, but it's a difficult eitzah to tell us, wash leketikuna, make a shiotza. Maybe we should be doing that. At least we'll get from time to time, we have a chance to think about what we're saying, a shiotza. But Chazanish says the minig olam is only to wash once. And they bring down from Mishnah Berurah, from the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim, he himself was noyog. It said that the Yerusha brings down, Rav Moshe Schneider saw him doing it once, was noyog to wash also once, like the Chazanish. Also just to wash once and ask an artist to mashayotz. Could be the Mishnah Berurah himself says that if a person doesn't have enough water, the katchila and kosher little shteinet tilas midoichak mayim ukiyotzav the yitl achas. So it's no raya from that story. It could be he had no water in Radim. Use that water. Yeah, it could also be why make Yerim schlep the water to you in order to wash loads. Yeah. So the Eidos from the Chofetz Chaim is not It's not that clear. It could be there's such a idus. It could be it's emes. We can't be knowing that the chazanish also did that to only wash once. So that's basically what comes out. There's two eitzes. The eitzah of two natilas, and the first one ashiyot, and the second one tisadayim. Lekatchili shouldn't do it. But the other did can work. But lekatchili magravams you shouldn't do it. The eitzah of one natila and ashiyot and tisadayim you definitely should not do. Yeah. Definitely should not do ashiyot and tisadayim. The best eitzah is to first wash shleiki tikuna, and then, which only works for the thing, and ashiyotza, and then another new washing. If a person wants, he can wash once properly and make anatisa ashiyotza. Yesh lo al milismich, the Chazon Ish says, and that's it.